This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to the Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready? Hi there. So I come to you this Friday morning with this latest Showrunner Short episode a little bit frustrated, a little bit disappointed, and here's why. We made a collective decision as a Rainmaker.fm team to push all of the shows back for Memorial Day week. And the reasons why we did this are pretty obvious. We wanted our production team to actually get a holiday. We wanted to respect that. And we didn't want any individual shows to get the shaft by being published on Monday, a holiday, and not getting the attention that they deserved, or being delayed a week, that kind of thing. So we decided to just push everything back a day. So all of the shows that normally go on Monday went on Tuesday, all the shows that normally went on Tuesday went on Wednesday, and so on. And what this meant was that the Showrunner episode for Wednesday, we always come out with a new show on Wednesday, that got pushed back to Thursday. And so again, I understand why we made the decision that we did, and there was obviously thought that went into it, and there were legitimate reasons to do that. But upon reflection, I disagree with it, and it kind of frustrates me in hindsight that I didn't think about this, that we didn't think about this ahead of time, that in our desire to not inconvenience the production staff, not inconvenience the hosts, we inconvenienced our audience, because there surely were people who came on Wednesday looking for the latest Showrunner episode, maybe you, and it wasn't there. And you're thinking, wait a minute, these guys are preaching reliability and showing up when you say you're going to and all these other things, and here they are not there on the day they say they're going to be there. Now, maybe people who came realized, oh yeah, holiday week, they're pushing it back. You know, let's cut them some slack. Hopefully those people came back the next day and saw that there was a new episode. It's not like we just went dark for the week or forgot or didn't have an episode. We were ready and the episode came out on Thursday. But as we talk about, you know, we talk about creating a sustainable show and how that's part of creating a remarkable experience for an audience. And that means showing up and showing up reliably and showing up reliably over time. And I think what we did with the decision last week, or this week, this Memorial Day week, was we made one decision that basically shifted everything for the entire week. And I think that was the big issue, that basically for every show for the whole week, we disrupted the audience. We didn't want to disrupt ourselves as much, our hosts as much, but we disrupted the audience, and that's not delivering a remarkable audience experience. And so we've already talked about it. We've already put a plan in place for holidays in the future so that we don't run into this again. And as you know, if you've been listening to the Showrunner, and shoot, if you've been listening to the new Rainmaker podcast or Read Copy Blogger, you know that we like to give you kind of the behind the scenes and let you know how decisions are made and what we're thinking, because we want you to learn from that. And so even decisions like this one that in hindsight we disagree with and wouldn't do again, we want to explain to you why the decision was made and then what we're going to do about it. And so in the future, our plan for holidays is, instead of disrupting the whole week, just disrupt that day. And so it will require a little bit of planning ahead for the production team and for the hosts, but it will make life easier on the audience. And that's what it should be. The audience should come first. And so what we're going to do is make sure we're going to send out an email. We're going to let all hosts know to look into the future. See, I mean, obviously we all know what days we're scheduled on, so we can look ahead and see, hey, is my show scheduled on July 4th? Is my show scheduled for Labor Day? Am I scheduled for Christmas Day? And if so, you have a few different options. You can record an episode, a short episode to go up on that day, or a full episode if you want to. It's up to you. It's important to know that on a holiday, you're probably going to get fewer downloads and less attention, so you may not want to put your best piece on that day, right? But maybe you rebroadcast a classic. Maybe you do a short message, a short happy holidays message. Whatever it is, that host gets that show and makes sure that it's in early so that it can be scheduled and ready to go and published on that holiday. Again, instead of moving all of the shows a day forward, which then disrupts the entire week. The other option would be to not have a show. That's perfectly fine to not have a show on a holiday. I think people understand, but it's all about expectations. And so if people are expecting you to be there on Wednesday and you're not, and they show up, now there's that kind of subtle disappointment where it's like, ah, I wanted this, it's not here, let me find something else or whatever. So just say the week before, hey, next week is July 4th and we're not going to have an episode, but we'll be back the week after. Whatever it is, that simple, just set the right expectation. So that's how we're going to handle holidays in the future. Make sure that hosts plan ahead and either set the proper expectation with their audience or have another episode in the can, ready to go, production ready, publish ready beforehand so that it doesn't impact the audience who ends up going there on that holiday. And remember, holidays are different in one country than the next. So a holiday here in the United States may not be a holiday for our listeners over in Europe. So it's important to keep that in mind. So again, it's about disrupting the audience as little as possible and disrupting the host lives, the production lives as little as possible too. But if someone has to be disrupted, you don't want it to be the audience. So that's our plan moving forward. I think it will be much better. I think it will avoid what we had happen this week. And I should say, I haven't had one person email me, tweet me, contact me and say, hey, there was no show on Wednesday. What's the deal? That was really disappointing. And I haven't seen that for any other Rainmaker FM shows, but just empathizing with the audience. I know that I've gone looking for shows on certain days. They're not there. I know how I feel. So I'm guessing even though those notes haven't come in, people are feeling that. And so, again, empathy is a very important part of developing that authentic connection with the audience, which is what we want. So this is how we think about things. This is how we're doing these things. And so as my call to action to end this Showrunner Short, I will simply say, what is your holiday plan? What are you going to do? And I think it's good. Maybe you already have one, and that's great if you do. This would be a good time to revisit it. Or if you don't have one, to put one in place and say, okay, let me look ahead. If my show schedule falls on a holiday, here's what I am going to do. And that way you don't get caught the day before the holiday not knowing what to do. You've thought about it weeks in advance. You've either gotten a rebroadcast episode, you've put up a special episode, or you've let your audience know, hey, we're taking this week off, just so they know. Again, it's about expectations, and for you, it's about planning ahead. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Showrunner Short, and we will be back next Wednesday, as usual, with another brand new episode of The Showrunner Podcast. Thank you. Have a great weekend.